Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie! What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
It's the Chris and Amy show on KMOX. It is time to go to the Quiver River Electric guest line today. Brought to you by Renner Garage Door, R-E-N-N-E-R, forward and back, family owned and top rated, RennerDoorSTL.com. Matt Pauly is with us. What's going on, Matt?
Not much. You guys doing okay back there?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think so, Matt.
I just happened, as I was about to bring you in, I just happened to look at what's trending on Twitter, and it's Arch Manning is number one, and number two is Butthole.
That's number one for me.
Is it really?
In the United States.
Why is Butthole trending?
It should be number two.
Dude. You know, and you make fun of Amy and me.
That was a
stupid
one.
Joke. That was dumb.
Is it a coin?
I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it.
I think Butthole Dude. Coin.
So, Matt Pauly, yes. Blues win. Or Blues lost over the weekend. Yep. They lose to Buffalo. Was it yesterday, actually?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, Scott Jagow had an opportunity to go to the game, and he refused to, being a Buffalo Sabres fan. He wanted to watch the Bills play instead. So let's get a current state of the state when it comes to the Blues.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall they're continuing to play better hockey under Jim Montgomery than they did under Drew Bannister. Have there been some, I mean, they've lost four of their last six. They've lost four, five, six, seven of their last 10. So there have been some issues there. You know, it was kind of the special teams units that really did them in yesterday. And they're still a team that has not gone to where they want to be from a power play perspective. I think we're still trying to figure out who this... The schedule has been really weird since Montgomery took over. There just hasn't been a whole lot of time at home. They finally got that a little bit during the holiday break, but now they're gearing up for the Winter Classic, which is going to be coming up tomorrow at Wrigley Field in Chicago. So, I don't know, the state of the Blues is they're in better shape than they were under Drew Bannister, but this is still a team that is very flawed.
And it was a rough loss the last game, and so... I don't know if, like you said, they continue to be very flawed. They had the new coach bump. I think now's about the time that it starts to level out a bit.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's going on is, and this is what I don't totally have a handle on, you know, when you're a head coach, you put kind of your system in, and you try to start developing who you're going to be as a team during training camp, and then that sort of develops during the first little part of the season. Well, They didn't have training camp, so under Montgomery, obviously. That's what I'm trying to say. So he comes in, and he's trying to put his system in and do small tweaks all along. I don't know how long it actually takes for them to kind of be the team that he wants them to be, but I would suspect he would say that they're not there yet.
So you mentioned the Winter Classic. Again, the Blues are getting an opportunity to play in that, this one at Wrigley Field. It will be tomorrow afternoon. So going into it, does it still have the novelty it used to, the intrigue that the Winter Classic has, or is it just because the Blues are in it, it is more intriguing as opposed to it being the event itself?
Yeah, I don't think nationally it quite has the whatever you want to say as it did years ago. You know, they moved it this year to New Year's Eve with the idea that they would try to get, because they don't want to compete with New Year's Day bowl games. So they're going to this New Year's Eve slot now. That's what they've tried. I believe this is the first year they've played in this slot, trying to get attention on it. Nobody pays attention nationally to the NHL until the playoffs. And even with this outdoor game going on, I mean, obviously we hear Blues stuff because we're in St. Louis, but I don't think nationally there's a whole lot of pomp and circumstance to it.
No, I mean, the NHL is always far, far behind in the four major sports as far as viewership, and 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve is weird.
It's just a weird time.
People are going to be getting ready for parties. I mean, I get it that you don't want to compete with bowl games at the same time. Is it really the same audience? Hockey fans are going to watch the Winter Classic. And I could be completely wrong on this, Matt, like that, oh, yeah, there are new viewers who would watch since it's not on during the bowl games. But I don't know. To me, it feels like hockey's hockey. It's a small but passionate fan base. It's always been on New Year's Day. The ratings are what they are. 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve doesn't seem like an improvement to me. It feels like an odd time. I don't know how many people are sitting down to watch a game at that time. And plus, the NHL has already done some other outdoor games throughout the years. I think they have a couple this year. So it's special to hockey fans. I don't know that you're going to get a ton of new eyeballs.
Yeah, is it just about not wanting to compete with the playoff games on the first?
Because
usually the game's on the first.
Yeah, that's what it is. They've seen ratings, and I honestly, Amy, I think you kind of made their point for them that, yeah, the hockey fans are going to watch this almost no matter what. What can you do to try to draw in some of the non-hockey fans? And I think they've made the decision that they're just not going to get those people on New Year's Eve. So you kind of take for granted that hockey people are going to watch this no matter what. Are you going to get a few extra eyeballs when you put this game on New Year's Eve? And don't forget, I think part of the reason that they've got it so early, the first college football playoff game comes up tomorrow night. That's going to begin, let's see, I assume it's like a 7 o'clock game.
It's 6:30. Yeah.
So
Boise State, Penn State.
And I bet that gets terrible ratings, even with it being a college football playoff game. My prediction is Penn State-Boise State is going to be just a terribly rate for what it is. For a college football playoff game, it's going to get terrible ratings. But I assume that they're putting it on at 4 o'clock in part because they're trying for it to be late enough in the day that you can still grab some of the people who are doing stuff during the day, but early enough that you're not going head-to-head with the college football playoff.
And here's the thing. So the first Winter Classic game was in 2008, and they had a high viewership in 2011. 4.5 million people watched the game, which for hockey is a lot. The Winter Classic is annually, obviously, the most watched regular season game. Last year, 1.1 million, the lowest ever. Like, they lost millions of viewers in the past 10 years.
So they're reacting to that. The other problem here is the game's not, I believe the game's on TNT. So in the past, I feel like this has been a game that's been on network television.
Fox.
It's, you know, they don't have the NBC deal anymore. So I watch Blues games on TNT like whenever they play.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I forget that they're on TNT, and I go to where I'm going to go. I'm like, oh, they're not there, and then I have to, you know, go to TNT. I cannot get it into my head that TNT is one of the places for NHL hockey.
Well, it is now. TNT, I think, does okay with sports. TNT, certainly they do great with basketball, and they've got a fantastic studio NBA show. That's great. But I think, overall, they do a pretty good job broadcasting sports, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I don't have a problem. And they've got some really good broadcasters on their payroll when you think about the Ernie Johnsons and the Brian Andersons of the world. Like, I think Brian Anderson, from a national baseball standpoint, now that Joe Buck is not doing national baseball, Brian Anderson, to me, is the best national baseball play-by-play guy out there.
Oh, he's really good, yeah.
Quick note for Blues fans. Darren Pang will be part of the broadcast team for the Winter Classic,
which is
a lot of fun. Yeah, he spent Christmas here in St. Louis, spent 14 years with the Blues, and I didn't even ask you guys, Ronge, we haven't talked about it yet, but Greg Gumbel passing away over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That happened when I was on the air with Bernie on Friday when we were filling in for DGS, and that was kind of a gut punch. He's one of the, you know, the really good broadcasters are the ones that you feel like they're your pal. And there was something about Gumbel that he came right through the TV screen and you felt like you knew him, and there was something comforting about him being behind the desk for Selection Sunday each year for college basketball. And you think about the versatility that he had, both as a play-by-play guy and also a studio host guy, had done just about every sport out there. And you can't, like, I know when somebody passes away, everybody is jumping to say nice things about them, but literally nobody has ever said a bad word about Greg Gumbel. This is somebody who has been just universally beloved from the moment he joined the industry.
And I had forgotten that he was dealing with cancer. I had completely forgotten
that. That was never announced. So last year...
I thought that I had heard that he was sick
a while ago. What happened was he missed the college basketball tournament, and they said he was dealing with a family health issue. They never said it was his.
Okay. Okay. That's what it was. Yeah. All right, Matt Pauly, appreciate it. Thank you so much. We've got Sports Open Line with Joe Pott. You're off. Joe Pott tonight.
Today's a vacation day for me, and I'm on with you guys.
What a guy. Yeah. So this is what you get for sending me memes making fun of the Bears. This is what you get.
I like talking to you guys.
That's right. You do, pal.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.